Through the years.
Yesterday.
About daddy. Well, it's true. Everybody said, this is true that your daddy really seduced Estelle that time when he was checking her out to see whether she snored. Yes, it's true. I'm sorry. All right, dear. You don't like the realities of my life? I apologize then, huh? You don't like what I've been through? Hey. You just had to listen to it. You didn't have to experience it. When daddy took Estelle. Oh! I said, I'll get even with you, boy. He said, what you gonna do? Take mama? Ah! You can't get even with me, boy. Ah! How's it feel? Old coot like me. Half the teeth you got. I tell you what, it took me some getting used to it. I hated my father for a long time. But then one day, like a gift from heaven, Daddy and Mama got divorced. And Daddy found him a woman he really loved by the name of Nadine. He loved this woman, and she come to live with us. I said, Daddy, remember a long time ago what she done to Estelle? He said, boy. I said, that's right, Daddy. I'm gonna get Nadine. He said, you better not. I'm an old man. That's my last chance at happiness. I said, I don't care about your chance at happiness. You can stay with her from now until hell comes rolling. But I'm gonna get it, Daddy. I'm gonna get it. He said, no, you ain't gonna get it. I said, watch me. So every day, like at breakfast time, they'd be sitting there in their bathrobes. I'd come walking out in my bikini brief, and Nadine'd say, Nino, that's some big muscles you got there. Daddy said, get some clothes on, boy. I said, you really think so, Nadine? She said, mm-hmm, you're one good-looking young man. Now I see where your daddy gets it from. Daddy said, get up there, boy, put some clothes on you. Well, I got so, I said, Nadine, you need to go to the supermarket, I'll drive. He said, don't worry, I'll drive it, boy, I'll drive. Nadine, get in the truck. Well, the weeks went on and turned into months, and Daddy was running ragged because he never would leave Nadine alone. Whenever I was home, Daddy made sure he was home. Whenever Nadine needed to go somewhere, Daddy took her. Daddy was burning the candle at both ends. He could hardly keep his eyes open. I said, Daddy, one day you're going to drift off to sleep, and I'm not going to be mad. He said, no. No, son. Please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Don't take Nadine. Daddy, it's just a matter of time. Sure enough, my prayers were answered. One day, Daddy was working downtown. The blizzard cut loose, and all the roads were closed. He called up. He said, boy, get in the truck and come and get me. I said, no, Daddy, it's too cold out there. Besides that, Nadine be all alone. He said, oh, God, Nadine. I said, don't you worry now, Daddy. Everything will be just fine. You get to your hotel. We'll see you in the morning. He said, oh, please, boy, please. So sure enough, that night, Nadine and I sat there on the couch, just watching TV together, blanket across our legs, listening to the howling of the wind. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh. Next day, Daddy comes banging through the door, bursts into my room, but I'm all alone. Bursts into Nadine's room, she's all alone. He said, boy, he grabbed me by the collar. He dragged me out that bed. He said, you take Nadine last night? You take her? I said, no, Daddy. We just sat there on the couch. He said, you swear it, boy. You swear it. You swear it. You swear you did not hop with the gaga. I said, Daddy, I swear to you and all that is holy that we did not hop with the gaga. He said, well, why not? I said she blew her chance.
Oh, no!